We're looking for the capital of Bohemia for today's GeoQuiz. This city has been an important cultural and commercial center in the region for more than 1,000 years. It boasts many cultural attractions, such as one of the largest ancient castles in the world, a so-called Lenin Wall dedicated to John Lennon songs, a bronze statue of Franz Kafka, a quirky Frank Gehry building, a 15th-century astronomical clock. What's missing here? I know, a bust of Michael Jackson. Well, a Michael Jackson bust was supposed to be unveiled this Sunday on what would have been the King of Pop's 52nd birthday, but there is so much controversy around it that the ceremony has been postponed. So what great Central European capital are we talking about? The answer is coming up right away. Straight to the answer now, the Central European capital, where a Michael Jackson statue project has caused quite a controversy, is Prague. The BBC's Rob Cameron is in Prague, and Rob, the backers of the statue having decided to postpone the unveiling. That's going to, be freeing up your weekend plans.
Yeah, indeed. This was a closely watched story, and I was certainly planning to be on Letná Plain, which is a large park in the centre of Prague, just a stone's throw from Prague Castle, for anybody who's been to the Czech capital. I was going to be there on Sunday afternoon for the big unveiling, but it's not now going ahead. The organisers have pulled out, saying they want to avoid some sort of a conflict between opponents and supporters of this plan.
And tell us where these plans came from in the first place. I mean, apparently the idea for the statue emerged after Michael Jackson died last year. But who wanted the statue up? I mean, what was the origin?
Well, it's a group of Michael Jackson fans. They have created an organization called Project Heal the World to sort of promote Michael Jackson's legacy and his message of peace and solidarity with those less fortunate. They say that the ideal way to celebrate not just his music, but also his great contribution to charity work. He visited many charities when he came here for his 1996 concert, for example, was to erect a bust of him to celebrate the fact that he'd visited and played in the Czech capital. They said that, you know, there are busts and statues to all sorts of people all over the city, people who were just passing through or spent a few days here. So why not Michael Jackson?
Right. And interestingly, where the statue is planned to be placed is rather close to, in fact, a monument to Stalin that used to stand in pretty much the same place.
Exactly, and that's why the whole thing is so controversial. Essentially, they want to unveil this statue about 300 meters from an area which used to host one of Eastern Europe's largest statues of Stalin. It went up in 1955. Then Stalin, of course, fell out of favor after Khrushchev's secret speech, and the Czechoslovak communists were forced to dismantle the statue 7 years later in 1962. It was so big, in fact, and made of granite that they actually had to blow it up with dynamite, which they did in the middle of the night without telling the citizens of Prague. There was no official explanation for it. There was just a series of huge explosions that rocked the night. So basically the plinth remained, this huge, enormous granite plinth is still there. It's now supporting a large metronome, an iron metronome, which ticks back and forth over the city of Prague. But when Michael Jackson came to Prague in 96 to kick off his history tour, he brought with him a huge 11-meter statue of himself, plastic statue, and erected it in the place where the Stalin statue once stood to kick off, you know, this monumental tour, which was, in fact, his last
right.
world tour.
That was for the tour supporting the History album, and that History album has that statue on it. But this statue is going to be different, although I got to say, I read somewhere that the former site of a huge and tasteless statue of Stalin would become the site of a huge and tasteless statue of Michael Jackson. Are there any parallels aesthetically? I mean, what does this Michael Jackson statue look like?
Yeah, to be fair, Marco, not really. I spoke to one of the main organizers of the project the other day, and she was really keen to stress again and again, and it's something that has made her extremely angry, that the Czech media have claimed on, you know, on numerous occasions that, A, the statue will be huge, B, it will be put up in exactly the same place where the Stalin statue was. And she says that's just not the case. The Stalin statue was 15 metres high. The history statue in 96 was 11 metres high. Their statue, for a start, it's not a statue, it's a bust, will be 2 metres high. And not just that, it'll be about 300 metres, so sort of 5-10 minute walk away from that location in a sort of leafy glade in the park. So very few parallels, at least that's what they say.
Also made of granite, like the Stalin statue?
No, not even. Made of imitation bronze. Not quite sure what that is, but that's what the organizers say.
And I understand this controversy around the statue is not really going to help the mayor in the upcoming fall election.
Yeah, it's interesting because there are lots of sort of if you take the story in context, it's really quite revealing, I think, about modern Czech society and Czech politics and so on. I think it's attracted so much anger and opposition. And, you know, there are Facebook groups against the statue and all sorts of initiatives opposing it, partly because the mayor, who is a member of the centre-right party that's run Prague for about 20 years, the mayor personally approved it. And he's a kind of hate figure for many, many people in Prague. He's quite a controversial figure. He's actually stepping down. He's an MP now. He's not going to defend. He's not going to stand again, rather, for the mayor's position. But the fact that he supported it automatically, I think, in many people's eyes, made it a really controversial project. And many people, just because he supported it, decided that they didn't want it.
There's another subplot to the postponement of the unveiling of this Jacko bust in Prague that's really fascinating. And that is, it involves Roma people who are actually big fans of Michael Jackson. Explain how that all works.
Yeah, this is really quite obscure. But again, when I spoke to the organizer the other day, she said that one of the reasons why they decided to postpone the unveiling was that they were getting hate mail, even threats of physical violence, both against them and against the statue, if they went ahead and unveiled it. And she said she was quite worried of what would happen if there was some sort of conflict. And the thing to remember here is that many of Michael Jackson's Czech fans are actually members of the Roma or Gypsy minority, who are a very sort of marginalized social group, ethnic group in Czech society. And many of them are big Jackson fans. What she was worried about was some sort of potential clash between Roma kids attending the unveiling and perhaps, you know, far-right neo-Nazi skinheads who would seek to cause a bit of a disturbance.
So, Rob, when is this unveiling actually going to take place? Is there a date yet?
There is no date. They say that they still want to unveil it in the autumn. The elections for the city council, the mayoral elections, are in the middle of October. So I presume that they will wait until there is a new mayor, until the whole political side of the story has died down, and then they'll unveil it. But I wouldn't be surprised if we wake up Monday morning and it's there. I think, you know, they're quite capable of pulling off something of a surprise.
The same gambit as blowing up the Stalin statue in the middle of the night, just in the reverse.
Indeed, exactly, exactly right.
The BBC's Rob Cameron speaking to us from Prague. Thanks so much.
Pleasure.